The Northern Ontario city of Sault Ste. Marie was in shock Tuesday after what the mayor called an inexplicable outburst of violence that left five people, including three children and a shooter, dead and police investigating a case of intimate partner violence. Police said a shooter went to two homes on Monday night, gunning down multiple victims, before dying of a self-inflicted gunshot. The shootings were the result of intimate partner violence, they said. The city's mayor, Matthew Shoemaker, said Sault Ste. Marie was trying to make sense of something that there is no making sense of. It is inexplicable that anybody could do this to loved ones, he told the Canadian Press in a phone interview. It is much more difficult to process and comprehend when it involves children. Police Chief Hugh Stevenson called what happened a tragic and unnecessary loss of life. The grief the families, friends, and loved ones of the victims are facing is unimaginable, he wrote in a statement. As our community grieves this tragedy, I urge everyone to please watch out for each other. Police said the shootings were not random acts of violence and there was no ongoing risk to public safety. They also said they would not be releasing the names of the victims or the accused because it was an intimate partner violence case. Police were alerted to the shootings late Monday night, they said. Officers first discovered the body of a 41-year-old, dead from a gunshot wound, around 10:20 p.m. after someone called to report a break and enter at a home, the force said. The shooter appeared to have fled and about 10 minutes later, police received another call for someone with a weapon at a home about 3 kilometers north from the previous residence. Police said they found three children, aged 6, 7 and 12 shot dead in that second home and a 45-year-old who was injured with a gunshot wound. They said officers also found the 44-year-old shooter, who appeared to have died after a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Tyson Jekanowski, who works at an auto repair shop in the neighborhood, said there was still a visible police presence in the area on Tuesday morning. He said he learned of what happened by reading the news and said it came as a shock. It's a really, really, really ugly, ugly scenario, he said. I live a few blocks away. It's a pretty small town, so we're all pretty close. The Algoma District School Board said it was mourning the loss of three students in Sault Ste. Marie. The entire Algoma District School Board community is heartbroken. The board's director of education, Lucia Reese, wrote in a statement. Counselors and support staff have been put in place at schools impacted by this tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers are with all who have been affected. Shoemaker, the mayor, voiced hope that the community would support those suffering in the aftermath of the tragedy, especially relatives of the victims. We want the family of the victims to know that they can lean on their neighbors, they can lean on their community members, he said. I trust there will be results from this investigation that will likely spur change in our community and hopefully beyond, the mayor said. Premier Doug Ford said the news out of Sault Ste. Marie was gut-wrenching. This senseless loss of life has left family, friends and an entire community grieving, he wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter. All of Ontario mourns this tragedy. Police spokesman Lincoln Lutit said investigators had learned more about the shooter through witnesses who came forward. It's crucial to the community that we let them know that this tragic event had taken place. But we also need to make sure that the investigation can continue and as well protect other victims that are involved, Lutit said. We're not going to be providing any other details with the investigation at this point. Officers were at both homes on Tuesday, police said, and the investigation continues. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 24, 2023. Fakia Baig, the Canadian Press.